The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azor from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the peoples, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will restore to this place all the vessels of the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." The prophet Jeremiah answered the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the peoples assembled in the house of the Lord and said, "Amen, thus may the Lord do. May he fulfill the things you have prophesied by bringing the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles back from Babylon to this place. But now listen to what I am about to state in your hearing and the hearing of all the peoples. From of old, the prophets who were before you and me prophesied war, woe, and pestilence against many lands and mighty kingdoms. But the prophets who prophesied peace is recognized as truly sent by the Lord only when his prophetic prediction is fulfilled." Thereupon the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it, and said in the presence of the people, "Thus says the Lord, even so within 2 years I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from off the necks of all the nations." At that, the prophet Jeremiah went away. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. "Go tell Hananiah this, thus says the Lord. By breaking a wooden yoke, you forge an iron yoke. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, a yoke of iron I will place on the necks of all those nations serving Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, even the beasts of the field I give him." To the prophet Hananiah, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Hear this, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have raised false confidence in this people. For this, says the Lord, I will dispatch you from the face of the earth. This year, this very year, you shall die, because you have preached rebellion against the Lord." That same year, in the seventh month, Hananiah the prophet died. The word of the Lord. Lord, teach me your statutes. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with your law. Take not the word of truth from my mouth, for in your ordinances is my hope. Lord, teach me your statutes. Let those who turn to me who fear you and acknowledge your decrees, let my heart be perfect in your statutes, and I will not be put to shame. Lord, teach me your statutes. Sinners wait to destroy me, but I pay heed to your decrees. From your ordinances I turn not away, for you have instructed me. Lord, teach me your statutes. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. This is the wrong gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Just wait. We're in the wrong thing here. In year A, when the Gospel below is read on the preceding Sunday, Matthew is read on Monday as below, 408. Number 408. Do-do-do-do-do. There we go. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he came there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And after making the crossing, they came to the land of Gerasene, where the men of that place recognized him. They sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today when we hear the prophet Jeremiah first, you know, it's not good for the other prophet, right? Because he was telling people what they wanted to hear. And so God kills him for that, and in Paris Jeremiah is proven true. But again, often people want to tell people what they want to hear. You know, oh, in 2 years we're going to get out of this. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But we have to listen to what God tells us. Sometimes we go through crosses, and we have to embrace those crosses. Sometimes we pray to God, "God, get rid of this cross." And what does he say sometimes? No. It's like, really? But we got to know that in the midst of it, that we're not alone. The Israelites were not alone in their cross. And so then we get to the gospel. And here Jesus shows us that when he is present, we don't have to be afraid of any cross, of anything. We just got to trust. Even when things get hard, as we know they're hard now, we still can trust. He looks at you, he looks at me, and he says, "It is I am here. Do not be afraid." And then again, Peter always could do some stupid things. He says, "If it's really you, let me walk on the water with you." "Okay, come." And he does. And then as soon as he looks at himself and thinks, "I can't walk on water," as soon as he looks at the boat, that's much safer. As soon as he looks at the storm, "I can't do this. I'm in the middle of the storm." He falls. And again, how does he get up? "Jesus, save me." The whole point is that we got to keep our eyes on Christ. We got to keep our eyes on God. Not the world, not situations, not the past. God. So today, let us look to Jesus and not be afraid, because we don't do anything alone. He is with us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these our needs and our petitions. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops.